Cutting Down on Swans. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. You've definitely seen mute swans. They're big white birds with a bright orange bill, and a lot of people love them. But Michigan wildlife officials say there are too many mute swans in the state. Barbara Avers is a waterfowl specialist with the Department of Natural Resources and Environment. She says mute swans are not native to the U.S. They were brought over from Europe in the 1800s, basically because they're pretty.
They've grown exponentially in Michigan, and they're kind of, in many times, the bullies of the marsh.
Avers says mute swans eat a huge amount of vegetation in lakes. They can push out native birds, such as the trumpeter swan. And she says mute swans can snap and charge at people.
Routinely, each year, we get reports of, you know, mute swan attacks of people, you know, on land. We also get reports of mute swan attacks of kayakers to people on jet skis to people out fishing in a boat. And what we see is that as the mute swan population grows, so do the level of conflicts or the number of conflicts that we see.
She says since the 1960s, state wildlife officials have been trying to control the birds. They've been destroying nests and eggs and shooting the birds. But she says that hasn't been enough, and the mute swan's population has swelled to more than 15,000 in the state. So the DNRE is now proposing a change, one that's making some people very angry. The agency wants to make it illegal for people to rehabilitate injured mute swans. Wildlife rehabilitators are typically volunteers. They have to get a license from the state in order to take in injured birds and mammals, nurse them back to health, and release them back to the wild. If the DNRE's proposal becomes law, rehabilitators would either have to leave the injured swan alone, or they could take it in, but they would have to have it euthanized.
I'm so disheartened, disenchanted, and angry that I don't even feel like rehabilitating anything.
Susan Kochke has been rehabbing swans for 16 years. She says most of the injuries she's seen on mute swans are caused by people.
It's telephone wires, it's fish hooks, three-pronged hooks that are really, in the tongue, sometimes in a cygnet's belly.
So she says it wouldn't be right to just let nature take its course. And she says mute swans have a right to be here.
The swans, after about 200 years, they are part of this country.
Some rehabilitators also worry they'll lose the public's trust. Carol Akerlof rehabilitates birds in Washtenaw County. She says she gets a lot of calls from people who find birds tangled in fishing line.
They bring birds into us. People come in almost in tears. You know, they're almost embarrassed that they're caring about a bird, but this is something that's alive. And so we see them one at a time, whereas the DNR is looking at populations.
Akerlof says she worries people won't understand why she can't help them with an injured swan. The DNRE wants to reduce the mute swan population from about 15,000 birds to just 2,000. The DNRE's Barbara Avers says they want to make room for more native species, such as the trumpeter swan and the common loon. But they don't want to wipe out all of the mute swans either.
You know, there certainly is a social value with mute swans. People love seeing this big, beautiful bird on the lakes. And at a low population level, we think that we can have mute swans on the landscape without causing these conflicts.
The Natural Resources Commission is expected to vote on the DNRE's proposal on February 10th. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.